Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. In the second of our three-part series, Putting Humor to Work for Less Stress, I want to talk about the second R. Now, let me refresh your memory here. The three R's are relax, reward, and reframe. In the last episode, I talked about the power of humor and laughter to help us all relax in the face of stress. Now I want to talk about the power of humor as a reward tool in the face of stress. Now, I talk all the time about the need for organizations to celebrate success, to reward employees, to reward teams, to reward customers for milestones and for success, to celebrate the positive. The number one thing employees say they want more of at work is to feel appreciated. We have to show each other, we have to show the employees, our customers, the love. We've got to reward the positives. But when we're talking about managing stress, we also have to remember the power of humor to help pull us out of the dungeon when we're having a bad day. You know, it's been shown with search and rescue dogs who are dealing with a huge disaster where all the dogs are doing are finding dead bodies, that the dogs will get so demoralized, they'll quit working. They'll go sit down and they'll go, boy, this job sucks. You go try it for a while. So what they figured out to do, the search and rescue folks, is they will reward the dog for their dog's stress by burying a live member of the search and rescue team in the avalanche or the rubble, so that every now and then the dog keeps finding a live body and gets rewarded for their effort. So they keep working. So call me crazy, but I'm thinking, hey, if it works with dogs, maybe it works with people. And it does in so many different ways. For example, there's a bank where they started a program called the Customer from Heck program. Yes, whoever had to deal with the most obnoxious, jerky customer of the week would get a free dinner on the bank. And within weeks, problem solved. To the point that the tellers are fighting each other to serve the most obnoxious person coming into the bank. Or a client of mine where they had the train tracks right next to their office. And every time a train would roar by, the building would shake. It was noisy. It was a little pet peeve. So they put a barrel of everybody's favorite chocolate treats in the middle of the office. But the way it works is you're only allowed a chocolate treat when a train goes by. So what used to be a source of stress, now they actually are looking forward to the next train and wondering why there aren't more of them. Same idea, Barney's Motel in Brandon, Manitoba. The former owner of the motel, Barry Williams, very funny guy, he would reward his customers for their stress when they would come and complain about flies in the motel room. So he started a fly bounty, 10 cents per fly, dead or alive, for every fly you'd bring to the front counter. And when he started doing that, nobody complained anymore, because he was making people laugh and rewarding them for their stress. There's all sorts of ways you can get creative and do this. Have a prize maybe for the worst commute of the month or the worst workday of the month. You can come up with all sorts of creative ways to reward yourself, reward your team, and reward your customers in the face of stress in a fun way. And now it's time for Mike's Fun at Work tip. Well, and since I'm Mike, I guess it's just my Fun at Work tip, which is create a Dilbert committee in your workplace to seek out and destroy any rules, procedures, policies that might end up in a Dilbert cartoon. You know, this makes it sort of fun. If you call it the Dilbert Committee, then it's not as painful as calling it the, you know, Strategic Efficiency Overview Committee. And creating a committee like this can help you get rid of some of those needless rules that are probably getting in the way of your organization being as efficient and productive as it should, but also chances are those rules and regulations are creating stress for either your customers or your employees, and they're getting in the way of people having fun in their jobs. And now the quote of the week from that brilliant TV doctor, Dr. Fraser Crane. It takes a wise man to learn from his own mistakes, but a complete idiot not to learn from the mistakes of others. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, more proof that you can turn anything into a contest. Apparently, there's a contest in the state of Vermont for the stinkiest running shoes, the stinkiest sneakers. If you have the stinkiest running shoes, you can win a $500 U.S. savings bond. If I'd known this when I was a teenager, I'd be rich by now. Well, folks, until next time, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success. And next time around, we're going to finish up the three R's with the power of humor to help you reframe any of your challenges or stressors at work.